This is a guard book, a neat, tidy reference system of the mills. It was used to store samples of all the cloth produced at Sunnybank Mills, either by year, season, autumn, winter, or spring, summer, or the country the cloth was destined for. This book dates from the late 1800s, so let's explore it. The book is quite large, measuring 515mm tall, 360mm wide when closed, and 180mm thick. Elements of the book's description tell us this was once an imposing, striking book when new, but despite cleaning and conservation, both the spine and pages are now crumbling, dog-eared and dirty, reflecting its nearly 150 years of history. The front and back covers of the book are rigid hardbacked and covered in textile, which is neither rough nor smooth to the touch. The cloth covering has been lightly embossed to resemble the light falling across the grain of a rippled silk grosgrain fabric. More deeply embossed around the edges of both the front and back covers is an 8mm wide border featuring a Greek key design. These textile covers were originally a deep inky blue, which is still visible in places where they are less worn or have not been exposed to the light. Elsewhere, the fabric has faded to dusty grey shades, with geometric washed out areas caused by light exposure, where another unknown object has been placed on top of the book, freezing its former presence in time. The fabric cover is worn around the edges and the corners of the book, revealing the structure beneath, 6mm thick card delaminating in the corner areas. The spine of the book is covered in the same fabric, although it is significantly more worn and peeling and more flexible, lacking the cardboard reinforcement of the front and back covers. There are 5 straps evenly spaced along the length of the spine. These straps are slightly raised and approximately 3cm wide each, and form the structure of the book, joining the front cover to the back. They are also noticeable inside the book. Inside the book, to both facing pages of the front and back covers, are decorative end papers. In this example, these are shades of brown, resembling wood grain or the grain of a fabric similar to that embossed on the outside of the covers. On the left facing page, a bright verdigris green label has been stuck, measuring 3cm by 6cm. In various styles of font, this reads SH Sharp and Sons, Account Books, Manufacturers, Engravers, Lithographers, Letterpress and Colour Printers, 9 King Street, Leeds, Factory, Air Street. Books bound and ruled to any pattern. On this label, black handwritten copperplate has been added, telling us this is book number 1306, dated May the 8th, 1896. The book itself consists of approximately 50 leaves of thick, heavy-grade, shiny taupe paper. The edges of each page are dirt-stained and dog-eared from use and the passing of time, despite having been cleaned as part of the conservation process. On the first left-hand page in bold calligraphy writing is written Spring, 1897, showing us that this book has been organised by seasons. Each subsequent page is laid out on both left and right-hand facing pages, with between 20 and 30 small rectangular samples of cloth, presented in 2 columns, which have been marked out evenly in the pages in pencil. The fabric samples are glued into the pages of the book, and are occasionally either loose or missing, leaving a darker area of paper where the sample once was. Around the bold writing on the first page is an array of darker and lighter coloured rectangles relating to the contents of the following pages, where either dye, glue or natural oils have permeated the paper. The samples vary in colour from muted browns, smoky greys and funereal blacks through to rich shades of plum and midnight blue. To the touch, the samples do not necessarily feel very different to one another, although they represent an infinite array of weave structures and pattern within such small samples. From large-scale bold checks to minute stripes, bird's eye, priest's hat, or herringbone weave, the pattern names themselves speak a language of their own. Next to each sample is a number written in black ink, noting details about each sample, including the range number, the weight of the fabric, and a number relating to the colour variants of each. Some of the pages include additional handwritten copperplate notes in red ink, stating, "Thrown out. We don't know why." Between each set of pages is a very important feature, Running vertically from top to bottom of the book are four narrow 1 centimetre wide strips of paper. These are called compensation guards, and where these guard books take their name from. Each contains compensation guards equal to the anticipated thickness of the additional matter to be added at a later time. The guards are sewn with the book and are intended to prevent gaping of the boards or damage to the spine when the book is filled. In our collection at Sunnybank Mills, we have over 500 guard books, some similar to this one, and others from different periods in history.